Okay, welcome to Bread Orbone Academy's Read It Racism podcast 2024. S2 RME class 2.3 have been working on the Read It Racism project, and as part of this project they have read a book that deals with the important contemporary issue of racism. They've looked at how racism is explored in the book, and then they have produced podcasts that highlight how the book explores this main theme, and also what they, as young people, have learned and think about racism.
Episode 2 is by Joseph and Isabel. We hope you enjoy.
We're doing a podcast on the book The Boxer by Nikesh Shukla. We have read this book because it teaches us about racism and how it can affect people's lives and change how they see themselves. Describe or define what racism is and give examples of racist behaviour.
Racism is discrimination that can be based on race. This can include calling people names based on colour, culture and language. Choose one incident of confrontation in the book where this racism or racist behaviour discuss this as a moral issue.
When Sonny and Sam and his friends, at the start of the book, Sonny didn't give them his food, his samosa, and they got angry at him, proceeding to brutally beat him up at the train station. Give a short summary of the book.
The book The Boxer by Nikesh Shukla is about a young man named Sonny. The book is set in Bristol, and the first main event is set in a train station, where Sonny is brutally attacked. He is made to overcome lots of mental and physical health issues. He was thrown to the ground and had racist names thrown at him. We watch as his journey takes different twists and turns.
Choose one quote or short passage from the book that you think expresses an important message about racism. It did help me understand that the experiences Nikesh Shukla had are extremely similar to Sonny's. With the train event, although it was dramatised in the book, it is a very touching event, and I feel it was felt by readers everywhere. What knowledge or skills have you learnt or developed from participating in this project?
I learnt reading more. I have better reading habits than I did before, and I read more. What was the most challenging part of the project for you?
Probably reading the emotional scenes.
And what did you most enjoy about the project?
Sitting and reading in the library, mostly.
Is the issue of racism relevant to you as a young person in Scotland today?
No, it isn't relevant to me as a young person, but it is a problem that affects other young people around the country. If you or someone you know was being racially abused, what would you do?
I'd tell an adult, and if it was serious enough, call the police. Would you call the police or tell an authority figure?
Yeah, I would. Do you think the issue of racism will affect your future?
No, I don't think it will affect me in the future, as it may affect others around me. What actions do you think individuals and society should take to stop racism?
Make the punishment for more serious for racist behaviour. From participating in this project, what do you think the most important thing you have learnt about the issue of racism is?
I think the most important thing I have learnt about the issue of racism is how it can affect people's self-confidence and make their lives a lot harder. What message or piece of advice would you give to other young people about the issue of racism?
Probably just tell a trusted adult if you're experiencing racism and get help to deal with the issue. If it's really affecting your everyday life, then you can also alert the police.
Interesting. That was our podcast, and thank you for listening.
Right, thank you so much again. So that was Isabel, Joseph and Melissa. Put some great effort into that. Really good recording, so very, very structured, and you can see it was getting stronger as the recording was going on, and there was a bit more back and forth, but the use of language was really, really impressive. So things like twists and turns, so you can actually see the engagement with that. However, I would say just the last part in particular, so if it affects you personally, racism. Now, you did say it affects everyone around you, but not you personally. But I would just recommend digging a little deeper and looking at kind of the school environment, the environment within the community, and actually to pick up on how you see it and how it does affect you. But that everything else, absolutely brilliant. I really enjoyed that.
Yes, Ms. Nicole, I agree. Another really, really strong podcast we've had in this third episode. For me, what I picked up on this one, again, not surprising as a librarian, and I'm really feeling is a theme coming across all of the episodes that the different groups are producing, is the reading element. So again, this group have all read the book and engaged with it, including what is a book that begins with a very difficult scene that puts you straight in the middle of this difficult issue that explores and then goes on to explore throughout the rest of the novel. And these students have indicated that they have found that challenging to deal with, but they have stepped up and they've dealt with it. And I really love the fact that they've also acknowledged that it's had an impact on their reading. And it's really, really clear that they have experienced what I would call the power of reading, when a book can really, really get under your skin. It can make you think differently. It can change your life. It can change your thinking on something. And it's very clear that that has also happened with this group. So really impressed with them for taking, because that's a journey you have to commit to that. And again, the group have shown that they've done this, and it's certainly not the easiest issue to deal with, whether through a book or otherwise, so I can only commend them for that. So that concludes episode 3, and we look forward to seeing you next week for our fourth episode of our Read It Racism podcast series.